Hi, it's Dave. So today, Elon Musk finally clarified if he's done selling Tesla shares for this year. We also have some news on Tesla's Berlin factory and supercharger network expansion. Let's get into it right now. So yesterday during a Babylon Bee interview, Elon Musk said, I sold enough stock to get to around 10% plus the option exercise stuff, and I tried to be extremely literal here. And so Reuters, Tasmanian, and several other media outlets reported saying that, hey, Elon has reached his 10% selling goal for his Tesla shares. However, Elon clarified, and he said this morning, he says, yeah, he'll reach that goal after the 10B pre-programmed sales complete. There's still a few tranches left, but almost done. So he's saying he's at the tail end of his selling. It's almost complete. So how much does Elon need to sell? According to my calculations, he's got about 3.6 million shares or so he still needs to exercise. This can be done in two tranches, maybe one this week and one next week. Then he'll have finished exercising his 22.8 million eligible exercisable shares, and that probably would be the end of his selling. With Elon's selling wrapping up, this removes some uncertainty in the markets. I think some portfolio managers are now encouraged to dip back into Tesla, buying some shares. So you had Tesla up 7.5% this morning, up 70 points. Closing at 1,008, so back in the four-digit world here. Next, we had Elon Musk share a bunch of stuff in his interview with the Babylon Bee. It's actually an hour and 40 minutes. Originally, the Babylon Bee cut their interview into two parts, and they put the second part under a paywall for subscribers only. I had ranted about it on Twitter. They politely and surprisingly actually replied back saying that they're releasing the full version, the free version, completely for everybody. So I'll go ahead and link to Elon's interview in the video description below. Next, I want to dive into Tesla Berlin. So Reuters is reporting that Tesla has submitted all the necessary documents for approval. This is according to the Environment Ministry of the German state of Brandenburg. However, this ministry is also saying the process is ongoing. And previously, the premier has suggested that decision might come in early 2022. So this is slightly delayed right now. I think final approval could come at any day or any moment. Sawyer Merritt, a great follow on Twitter if you're not following him, said a couple days ago that he's got a leak regarding Tesla Berlin. I thought it was pretty interesting to share. So first he says they've built already 240 Model Ys so far with another 25 to be built this week. So they're already getting, you know, pre-production up and running, testing everything. Some of these cars are for crash tests, weather toughness, water tightness tests, for example, in Norway. Some of this is for testing the recycling process in the factory. And some of those already built are being used for internal transportation inside the factory, right? So this is great news. Next, Giga Berlin is working hard on launching three new paint colors, the names of which I have now independently confirmed, and they are Deep Crimson Multicoat, Abyss Blue Multicoat, and Mercury Silver Metallic. I've seen several images up close of the Deep Crimson and it's gorgeous. Giga Berlin will only ship performance Model Y in black and white for now, and if paint goes well, then other colors will follow. Tesla hopes to deliver its first Giga Berlin made cars to customers around mid-January, but this depends on whether Germany gives them the necessary approvals and time, which is a big if. I had independently heard from one of my followers who had applied for a job actually as the end-of-line driver, and they were calling him or checking his availability for mid-January. That's when they want to get the first cars off of the production line. Going back to paint, the three new colors will have eight total layers, I'm told. The current higher-end Tesla paints, I believe, are five or six layers total, so the new colors will be getting up to a few additional coats, which will really make the colors pop and give them some great depth. Next, Berlin will be building 2170 packs in the beginning, with the structural version launching later in 2022, and the Model Y actually will launch in Berlin with front and rear single-piece castings. Finally, Giga Berlin is pretty much ready to rock, but is waiting for final approval. Once they do receive the final approval, I'm told Tesla could start pumping out cars in as little as 2 weeks. All right, next, Tesla today released on their blog that the Model Y was awarded the IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. This is the organization's highest level of recognition. This comes after the Model Y scored the highest possible ratings in all IIHS crashworthiness and front crash avoidance tests. I think it's an underrated, underappreciated kind of aspect of Tesla cars, how safe they really are. All right, next, according to Tasmanian, Tesla has announced plans to expand its global supercharger network by 31% next year. The company has 3,382 supercharger stations worldwide with over 30,000 stalls. They're planning to build 1,000 more right? Supercharger stations and more than 10,000 new stalls. And most of this funding will go to European countries. Tesla is planning to increase the number of superchargers there by 36%. And I think this really just shows Tesla's massive, right, focus on Tesla Berlin and really just dominating the European market, especially with, right, the Model Y as it gets released in Berlin. All right, finally, we've got some leaked photos or videos of the 4680 battery cell production line in Austin Gigafactory by Joe Tegmeyer. This is amazing. They already have 4680 battery cells, right, production equipment. It seems like they're up and running, they're testing it, and it seems like Austin will be the first place for 4680 cells to get into vehicles. All right, so taking a step back, what's going on here? Overall, it's looking like Tesla is gearing up for some major expansion in 2022. They are rapidly increasing their supercharger network, especially in Europe, right, preparing for the release of the Model Y in Berlin. They're already making pre-production cars in Berlin. They're just waiting for the final approval. And they're trying to deliver these cars in Berlin by mid-January or so. Further, Tesla has already installed 4680 battery cell equipment in Austin, and it looks like they're going to try to put these 4680 cells in Austin's Model Y cars before they do so, right, in Berlin. And all the while, Tesla is relentlessly pushing forward on a multiple of fronts, and a lot of things are happening in the background, right? You have thousands of people on Tesla's AI team working on full self-driving, labeling, just Dojo, etc. You have Tesla Energy, Tesla Semi, Tesla Roof, and even the Tesla Bot prototype. I think a lot of times we forget how much really is going on at Tesla. It's really a conglomerate of many, many kind of startup, innovative companies all in one. The stock market can go up, it can go down. The market sentiment is always changing. But if you zoom out, I think Tesla is on a great long-term trajectory. They're building the best products in class, and they're tackling some of the largest addressable markets on Earth. I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDay7. In the video description below, I'm going to link to a food relief project I'm working on. Already over 500 people have donated. I'm blown away by the response. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.